Over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona. Whoo, what a beautiful morning. Almost May, and we've got 60-degree mornings on the desert floor.
Delightful.
Oh, man, what a nice spring. What a gorgeous spring. I can remember a lot of 100-degree March and April days, and boy, we've yet to see it this spring, and I'm just soaking it up. So we're Rosie on the House. We've been on air for 34 years, and we come every Saturday morning for primarily the most important reason is to answer any question you have about your Arizona house, home, castle, or cabin. And you join the conversation by dialing us at 1-888-767-4348. And I'm going to ask a personal favor. Many of you have caught on to the fact that we have a job all week long. And we answer our phones all week long. And you wait and call during the weekday. If you call with your question during the weekday, there's a chance you could wait 2, 3, 4 days or more to get a return call because we're just that busy. If you've got a question, you'll get your answer real time right now by calling the show at 1-888-767-4348. I would consider it a personal favor if you would ask your questions during the show, because we are hammered busy all during the week. But we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether it's the foundations, the stem walls, the concrete slab, the crawl spaces, the cabinets, the floor covering, the drywall, the painting, the electrical, the air conditioning, the plumbing, the roofing, whatever it might be, we've been building and remodeling Arizona homes since 1972. And chances are, we can give you a tip or a trick of the trade that can help you in whatever you're trying to get done. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to be talking about the hazards of buying flipped homes. That's primarily what we'll be talking about this hour. But I do want to take a couple minutes before we dive in and recap last hour. Couple pretty critical things. And Jennifer reminded us that we missed giving away a pretty significant little gift, and we want to give that away as well. So we've got a couple things here.
So Arbor Day was what we were talking about, part of the hour. And I mentioned that on arborday.org, you can sign up as a member, and there's a donation, minimum, I think, $10. And then you can choose how you want that money to go. You can order 10 free trees. And or you could have 10 donated to the forest or 10 donated to the rainforest. And So I went ahead and ordered 10 for us to see how it worked. Right. But it's only good to May 3rd, that one, because they have to ship them before it gets too hot. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and try it out.
Just a couple
and we'll all
days
compare
here.
Notes. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing is we have 3 beautiful forever roses to give away today for Mother's Day. And so
these are real roses that they dip in 14-karat gold. They are forever a rose. They're gorgeous.
Amanda and I both have a nice little collection. They are gorgeous. And so anyway, the first one we're going to give away from the 8 o'clock hour, if you can answer the question, how many trees were planted on the first Arbor Day?
In 1872.
If you can tell us how many. And Romy, we're going to do that by text.
Sure.
411-923.
How many trees were planted? And we'll pick a random right winner. And stay tuned. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll ask at the end of the hour another question about the content during the broadcast, and we're going to do it again at the 10 o'clock hour. We have a rose per hour, and we just missed that in the 8 o'clock hour, and we were just distracted by a very interesting interview.
It was packed. It was a packed hour.
With Eric Berg on the history of Arizona wine. And Jennifer just checked out because the lines are all full, so she's going to screen the calls and get them plugged into the broadcast here momentarily. As we're doing that, our topic of the hour, our 9 o'clock hour, our On the House hour, we spend talking about something particular on your home, castle, or cabin. And our topic for today, tying into our remodeling topic of the month is the pros and cons of flipped homes.
Buying a flipped home. And we saw it, and we've seen it for about the last 10 years. And I don't know. We may be able to blame the whole thing on Richard Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, talking about buying real estate and making your fortune on that as opposed to buying depreciable assets. I bought Rich Dad, Poor Dad for each one of my six children when they graduated. I think when y'all graduated eighth grade, so we could learn how to build a budget for you to live on all through your high school years. But it was a trend that really, really became huge following the housing bubble of 08, 9, 10, and 11, where you were buying homes at 50% below the value they had been. And my rule of thumb is anytime you can put 20% down cash on a house and finance the mortgage on a typical 30-year mortgage and create a positive cash flow renting the home, you've reached the bottom of your housing market. And we were there for several years in a row. You could get an 80% loan-to-value 30-year mortgage, close escrow, put a for-rent sign in the front yard, and from day one be in a positive cash flow position. Well, thousands and tens of thousands of homes were purchased by investors who saw the exact same thing. Many of those homes now have more than doubled in prices just in the past decade. And many people were taking the homes and putting a coat of lipstick on it. They'd put some new carpet. They'd paint it. And then they would just flip it. They wouldn't even try and hold on to it to make a positive cash flow. Or maybe they'd rent it for a year or two, let the market come back, make a good 10, 15, 20, or 25% return on their investment and call it good. But the hazard of that is there were many, many, many people flipping homes that were doing work that should have required a licensed contractor and should have required or did require by law a building permit. And many of those homes, many of those quick flipping investors ignored that requirement and did electrical modifications or air conditioning or hot water heater modifications, structural modifications, never pulled a building permit, and didn't use licensed contractors to get the work done. Those are the homes you have to be especially careful of purchasing, because you really don't know what you're getting. And in my remodeling company, we've actually had to take flipped homes, literally dismantle them back to near original condition, let the city inspectors come look and see what we're dealing with, and then put the house back together. A huge expensive surprise for anybody that's ended up buying that home. So there are tricks to tell whether or not your flipped home is a safe home to buy or not. And I'm going to go through those tips through the course of this next hour. But we do have a full load of callers. Romy, why don't we see if we can't take the first caller? Let's bring Bill in from Chandler.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Appreciate all your good work. They got a 20-year-old house out here in Chandler, a real nice neighborhood. It's got the fiber expansion joint between the foundation and the driveway and the patio and so on. Well, that's degrading and pulling out. What's a good replacement for that? Because you're not going to push a fiber thing back in there.
You know, of all the things I've seen, there's a fairly newer product within the last 5 years out of League City, Texas, that you can get at Do It Best hardware stores. We've got a couple throughout Arizona. I know Wickenburg still has a Do It Best. I think, is there one on Scottsdale Road by The south only, of where Rawhide used to be?
No.
Or is that gone now?
That feed store. The only other Do It Best I know is in Springerville.
Springerville.
Take a weekend vacation to the White Mountains. But Ace can carry it as well.
But it's called Trim a Slab. And it's a product just designed to be pushed right into that expansion joint. It's a rubber-based product, and it's got a couple, you know, it looks like a T, but also has a couple wings. So as you push it in, you know,
it locks in.
Yeah, it's designed to lock itself into the slab, and it'll last a lot longer than the fiberglass will. So Trim a Slab. You can go to their website. It's trim-a-slab.com, and then find your local retailers there, or even try and it looks like you can shop right on their site. This computer is loading a little slow. Yeah, you can order it right off their website as well. So
there you go, Bill. We appreciate the call. Thanks for the question. I don't think we have time to take one more caller, but we've got Dan and Donna and several others whose names haven't popped up yet that we'll get to all of you. We'll get to you right after this short break. You're listening to Rosie on the House, where it's our obligation and our goal to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, if it's in the state of Arizona. Now, Jennifer and I went out to a dinner party. I think it was Thursday night. And we got home, and it was kind of late for old Rosie. We were sitting on the breakfast room couches. It was about 10 o'clock at night. And her cell phone rang. And it was a man calling from Massachusetts. So it's like 1 o'clock in the morning where he's calling from. And he's calling Jennifer's personal cell phone. And he's asking me questions on how to ventilate a crawl space. And it took me about 5 minutes to figure out. I said, well, you're kind of up late. Where are you calling from? He said, I'm calling from Massachusetts. So we can handle a question or two like that every once in a while. But it was ironic that it came in on Jennifer's personal cell phone. How in the world did he get that? I don't know. It was hilarious. So we talked for about 15 minutes. I said, buddy, look, here's a couple remodelers I know in Massachusetts. Why don't you give them a call? And they can give you a more regionally correct answer. We deal with the Arizona home and Arizona homeowner.